Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. My name is Darren Fote, and today we are podcasting a special bonus event. Tonight's author on tour is Noah Oppenheim, who discusses his new book, The Intellectual Devotional, American History. Revive your mind, complete your education, and converse confidently about our nation's past, which he authored with David S. Kidder. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
We're with Noah Oppenheim, the co-author of a couple of books entitled The Intellectual Devotional, General Edition, and The Intellectual Devotional, American History. Noah, should I assume that the General Edition was so well received, you decided to follow up with American History?
We were thrilled when the first book came out that it did so well. You know, we were a New York Times bestseller right off the bat, and we were huge around the holidays last year as people gave it as gifts to family members and friends. So when we saw what the appetite was for this sort of learning, we thought, you know, it was only natural to do a second book. And then we started thinking about, you know, if we were going to do a second volume, what would be a neat direction to take it in? And obviously, American history is one of those areas of learning and study that has always been enormously popular. So we thought it made great sense to do one focused on that.
Now, for those who don't know you, you're an accomplished writer and reporter, and currently you're a senior producer for the Today Show on NBC. You also produced a very popular show, Hardball with Chris Matthews. How, if at all, did those experiences influence your decision to write these types of books?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a neat little contrast because obviously the world of television is a world that places a pretty high premium on what information is the most current, breaking news, rushing things to air, making sure that we're always, you know, one step ahead of the curve. The attention span of your average television viewer is very short. It's about graphics. It's about, you know, sound bites. So, you know, my experience in TV sort of got me thinking about the ways in which Americans now consume information. And the books, I think, are a really neat blend of the most old-fashioned kind of learning and the way that we learn things today in the contemporary world, in the sense that devotionals are a very old sort of model. You know, people have had spiritual devotionals at their bedside for decades, if not, you know, hundreds of years. And we wanted to kind of go back to that throwback, but we also recognize that, you know, people in the modern world do not have a lot of time to devote to this sort of thing. So, you know, we tried to make these entries something that somebody could complete reading in, you know, not too long, 3 to 5 minutes a day. So I think that the books are a great blend of learning that is timeless and classic, a format that's timeless and classic, the devotional, but also very, very well suited to our contemporary world insofar as it can be read pretty quickly and pretty concisely.
So by using the word devotional in the title, basically you're suggesting give it a couple of minutes every day, read a page, read two pages every day?
Exactly. We're trying to make it manageable for people. You know, history or, you know, any of the topics in the original edition, philosophy, religion, I mean, these are monstrous fields of knowledge. And when you go into a bookstore, there are tons of books on each of these subjects, but they tend to be dense, they tend to be long. You know, everybody, myself included, you know, has a book on their nightstand, you know, that they're 20 pages in, and that bookmark's going to stay 20 pages in forever until they move it on into the basement. So we wanted to give people something that was more manageable that they could actually get through. And by putting it in the devotional format, we're breaking it down into, as you say, a daily reading that will feel like something people can reasonably complete.
I'm currently reading the American History book. I'm about halfway through it, and I'm enjoying it tremendously, by the way. So I'm going to throw multiple questions at you right now. Get ready to write these down, Noah. How did you come up with content? What determines what topic makes it into the book and what topic does not make it into the book? And how painstaking of a process is that?
Sure. I'll tell you exactly how it works. Basically, we have a great team of people that we work with. In the case of the American History book, a fellow by the name of Dr. James Downs, who's a professor at Connecticut College. I first got to know him when he was lecturing at Princeton. He's you know, a terrific historian. Has studied this material for years and years and years, has taught it at major universities. And he worked with a fellow named Alan Wersbicki, who studied American history at Harvard. And we basically got together and we said, you know, first of all, how can we divide up American history into various different categories? And, you know, you want to look at the political history. You want to look at the military history. We want to look at the arts. We want to look at the history of business in this country. So we kind of first came up with our seven broad categories. And then we said, you know, if you were going to do a highlight reel of, like, of the 52 most important topics in each of these categories, what would they be? Now, obviously, it's a somewhat arbitrary process because, you know, you could ask 10 different historians, you know, what should be the 52 topics in military history, and they'd come up with, you know, 10 different answers. But, you know, we basically, what we tried to do is say, all right, you know, if we have to pick 52, what are the 52 that, you know, will hopefully give people, first of all, a good overview of the subject matter, but second of all, also hopefully inspire people to go out and do additional reading and learning on their own. So, you know, obviously, like I say, it's arbitrary to a certain extent, but we've got really seasoned, really, you know, well-informed experts weighing in on what the topic should be.
In all of your research and your writing, what are the one or two pieces of information that made you go, wow, I didn't know that, and everybody should know that?
Well, the wow, I didn't know that, and everybody should know that, could probably be probably two different things. The wow, you know, I didn't know that, the sort of thing that was kind of most amusing to me and that people seem to get the biggest kick out of when I tell them about, is, you know, we have, right now, there's a lot of talk about Hillary Clinton running for president, you know, potentially could be the first female president. You know, there's an entry in the book about a woman named Victoria Woodhull, who actually was the first woman to run for president. She ran back in 1872, and, you know, her running mate was Frederick Douglass, African-American civil rights advocate. Obviously, at that point in history, a woman and an African-American running together, they didn't get very far in the electoral process. But she was a fascinating character. She was a woman who owned a newspaper, was a stockbroker, you know, and this is all in the mid-19th century. So it's kind of learning about characters like that that, you know, most people probably have never heard of, but are, form a big part of that rich tapestry of American history that I think is kind of most fun about reading the book. You know, in terms of things that everybody should know, you know, what I love about the book is you see a lot of the themes that we deal with in modern American life, and we see how they played out in our history. So, for instance, you know, there's a big fight right now over how to deal with immigration. There's a big argument right now over what role America should play in the world in terms of our foreign policy. You know, you look back and you see all the fights we've had in immigration over the past. We look back at all the fights we've had over, you know, how involved we should be in overseas disputes in the past. You see different solutions we've tried, things that have worked, things that haven't worked. So in terms of what people should know, I think, you know, the sort of simple answer is people should know history. We have all these arguments, and you got a lot of shouting heads on TV, and I'm responsible for that to a certain extent. But you have a lot of people arguing about these things on television and newspapers nowadays. It would be very helpful for people to look back and see what the history is.
Noah, some might scornfully call this intellectual fast food, because each topic is given just one page in the book. But personally, I'm finding when you string it all together, it really provides a fascinating timeline of people and politics and concepts, inventions, art, wars, etc. I actually found myself going back and checking dates of birth and dates of death to see how everybody and everything is interconnected. Is that just me, or have you heard that from other readers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, to a certain extent, it is fast food, but I think we embrace that. It's healthy fast food. You know, these entries may be easy to get through, but they are full of nutritious content, so to speak. You know, unlike some of the stuff you find on the internet, this stuff is accurate. I mean, this has been vetted by, you know, PhDs in the subject matter. It is simple and quick to read, but it also is chock full of good information. And absolutely, a lot of people will marvel at the connections between how, you know, different movements in the arts overlapped with different political movements, how business history has driven political history. What's great about simplifying is that you're able to cover such a greater area of knowledge, and so you can start drawing those connections. Whereas if you dove deep into each individual topic, you're not going to get that broad view.
I noticed that on the website you use a picture of the author, Thomas Paine. Why Thomas Paine?
Well, a great American, a great American writer. You know, Thomas Paine is kind of one of those great instances of somebody who most of us probably learned about when we were in elementary school or in high school or in college. You know, as the guy who wrote Common Sense, who played a role in, you know, building up revolutionary sentiment in the 13 colonies. But when you read the entry, you learn like so much. You learn so much more about him, and you know the fact that in his later life, he ended up, you know, condemned to the guillotine in France. He went over to France and joined the revolutionaries over there. You know, he basically alienated a huge percentage of people with his anti-Christian views. I mean, he's just an interesting character. You know, we learn about him in elementary school. And it's like, okay, he's the guy who wrote Common Sense. But he was also sort of this great radical thinker who led as interesting and as romantic and as, you know, and as dramatic a life as anyone. So it's great to sort of delve deeper into somebody like that and learn what lies beneath the headline.
Sure, that makes Thomas Paine great representation. Hey, are there plans for you and your co-author David Kidder to write other devotionals?
Yeah, we have. We're about to turn into the publisher a third edition, which will focus on modern culture. It's kind of a sort of pop culture, but a slightly more sophisticated take on pop culture. But it's everything someone should know about, you know, America's cultural life in the last 100 years or so. And hopefully we'll be doing more beyond that. But that will be the next one, is the modern culture edition.
Noah, how did you and David Kidder get together and decide to collaborate on this?
David Kidder and I have worked together on various business endeavors in over the years. We first met working at an internet company, actually. And we've just been friends and collaborators ever since. And we had drinks a couple years ago, and I was thinking about working on a book, and he had this idea about doing a secular version of spiritual devotionals, and it all kind of came together.
Noah, in your bio, it says you're a journalist, it says you're a TV producer, but you're really a teacher at heart, aren't you?
I'm not sure. My mother is a teacher, so I have great respect for that title, and I don't know that I would necessarily lay claim to it, but I do hope that, you know, that with these books at least, people are coming away with, you know, having learned something they didn't know before and feeling a little bit enriched by it.
Who would you say this book is for? Who will it appeal to most?
I think the book is for anyone who wants to take a few minutes a day and learn something new, refresh something that they've already learned but has gotten stale, or even just to take a moment out of sort of the day-to-day grind for a little bit of mental refresh, mental relaxation and escape. You know, we get a huge variety of people reading these books. We get kids who are in high school who want to be better prepared for standardized tests. We've got parents who, at the end of the day, a long day of taking care of the family, just want to take 5 minutes to read about something that they may have first come across in school and want to refresh themselves on. We've got people who are really, you know, who are political junkies who want to refresh themselves on American history. So anyone who, you know, wants to take a few minutes a day to learn American history for whatever reason, I think the books are a great help too.
Again, he is Noah Oppenheim, and along with co-author David Kidder, Noah has written two books, The Intellectual Devotional General Edition, and the latest, The Intellectual Devotional American History. Noah, is there a website people can go to find out more?
Absolutely. It's www.theintellectualdevotional.com.
Well, thanks, Noah, and good luck. I've enjoyed the books tremendously.
Thank you so much.
That's all for tonight's Author on Tour. Stay pod-tuned in the coming weeks as we podcast Authors on Tour.